News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is across from me, superlative co-host, head of Global Tsunami Response, and he's a Pennsylvania Associated Press Broadcast Hall of Fame member.
Associated Press, the Association of Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters.
Right. Fake news.
Yeah, we are always giving fake news out.
I'm always exaggerating your credentials.
Yes, you are.
Joe,
but
sir,
I really appreciate it.
Joe,
and you are strikingly handsome.
Thank you. Speaking of exaggeration. All right. So welcome on board, everybody. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. When we last spoke yesterday, we talked about what did we talk about?
We talked about the biracial rapper who was pulling out of a festival after learning that white people would be charged $10 more than people of color.
Right. So if you are Caucasian and you go to buy tickets for this concert when it was available, now they're sold out. But
are they?
Yeah. I went to the website. Yeah, I was going to pay double for some tickets.
You were really? Well, good for you.
I couldn't. It's sold out. So, you'd pay $20 per adult to get in, but only $10 if you are a person of color. And the concert group said that they wanted to make sure that they give a discount to individuals who have been marginalized by our society so that they get at least some advantage in the world, and that's to attend this rap concert for $10 instead of $20.
No, suppose out at the Chicago concert that was here a little while ago, they had charged people of color $10 more to get in. Do you think that would have been because Chicago is a white band? Do you think that would have caused any kind of a stir?
I don't think so.
No, of course not.
I think if you the corollary equivalent wouldn't be that. It would be if you let women in for less money and men would be charged more.
But that happens a lot at bars where they have women's nights. You know, there's a cover charge for men, have a cover charge, women free. I've seen that advertised.
Oh, have you? Okay, I'm not familiar.
Many times, so.
Well, I don't go to bars, so I wouldn't know this.
Well, I don't either, but I read ads from time to time.
Okay.
It is how I made my living for quite a few years.
Reading ads?
No, I'm selling them.
Reading bar ads. Joe has an unusual job, but I'll tell you what.
I read bar ads all day long.
He likes it. Okay. So, but I don't think it's equivalent to say if you just reverse it. I think the dilemma, Joe, is that you think that this is awful because you don't get what it's like to be marginalized. Not that I do, and I certainly don't get it, but I can understand. Well, I think that
a car dealer says, "Hey, we're going to give people of color 50% off the cost of a car."
Well, you just don't get it. You
go to Starbucks and
they
give you 50% off if you're a person of color, or 25% off if you're white. Where does it stop? I thought we were going for an equal and inclusive society.
You think
those
are okay?
We are.
As long as the haves continue to have and the have-nots, who cares that, Joe, you're going to be happy,
well,
right?
Well, if you really want to make it worthwhile, the artist should donate their time for free so that people of color don't have to be charged anything.
Well, they have to pay for the sound and lights. How about that?
I see.
And the production.
So, I mean, they're making money on the deal.
And the venue. Oh, I don't know, a rap concert with a $10 admission, that's almost like a bar cover charge.
I wouldn't pay 10 cents to go to a rap concert. That's
really?
Me personally. I don't care for
true.
That type of music.
That's right. You don't want to see or learn anything different ever in your whole life, period. And don't show me something I don't already know.
Well, the music is mind-numbing. The lyrics are often offensive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know this particular rapper. What's
you think?
Tiny Jag. That's her name.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with her work?
No, I don't think
Could
I am.
Could you hum a couple of her songs for me, please?
I don't think I am, but I don't diss it, and I don't.
I'm not dissing it. I'm just saying it personally. It's not my cup of tea.
I'm not afraid of it. I think it's probably significant and important.
Well,
it's like poetry.
I'm not afraid of any music. I just don't like some of it.
Hmm.
I don't like Grand Opera either.
All right, we'll take some callers on this if folks want to help us wrap up this discussion. Joe's one of the haves, and he thinks everybody should behave like him. So if you're white, you should be paying the same as everybody else to go to a concert. Too bad for the marginalized people of the world. Just let them stay on the margins. 1-800-7...
Mark is going down to protest in front of Starbucks today to make sure the cops don't get in.
Maybe no cops can get in. I got you. Okay, nicely said. Joe keeps making fun of the fact that Starbucks, excluding police officers, is indefensible. So he assumes I must be on the other side
of
it.
You were the other day.
I was not. Don't even start. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. We would invite you to talk to us. We are talking about the fact that it's very important that Joe finally start to bone up on what's actually happened in the black community in the U.S. and around the world, there is a very slow clawback. He's desperately resisting this because the haves want to keep the haves, and if they have not, then you stay where you are, and that's all you'll ever be. 1-800-795-9565.
Again, you mischaracterize everything I say.
Accurately characterize what you're saying.
No, you've mischaracterized.
No, I'm saying you clarify. You tell me what you're really trying to say.
What I'm really saying is if you, like everyone, I mean, all the time we argue about this, you're always saying we need to be respectful, we need to be inclusive, we need to let everybody in. Everybody gets a participation medal, yet you're okay with somebody being charged more for something because of the color of their skin.
So you disagree that individuals, people of color, have been marginalized by our society?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying I don't think this is the appropriate way to address that.
Well, it's a private venue, private individual, private singers, so they...
But you've argued the other side of this thing when it came to the dress shop in Bloomsburg that didn't want to sell to a gay couple, use it their right to refuse service. That's a privately owned business. The baker who wouldn't bake a cake for a gay wedding, you were not okay with that. You know, but here you're okay with it.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite the same thing.
Oh, I think it's exactly the same thing.
No, I think the difference is that there's no massive societal impasse that slows down the progress of artistic cake baking. It's just not the same thing. You can probably find a good cake elsewhere. You can probably find a decent wedding dress somewhere else. Well, it's not so much that. It's the fact that if people have been oppressed and are oppressed, and I mean, when we participated in this reparations conversation, it was made clear, and you seem to agree that blacks do not have all of the same opportunities that whites do in the U.S. I mean, they certainly do on paper, but in reality, we don't deliver. So we recognize that there's still a disparity, but we just can't come up with the right way to bridge it or to solve it.
And this is the way, charging less to a rap concert for people of color.
Well, this is one
concert
promoter's
way. To me, this strikes me as being Marie Antoinette-ish. Let them eat cake. We don't address the serious problems, but we're going to give them a half-price discount to go to a rap concert.
All right, yeah. If we can't solve all known diseases and feed the poor, do not take an aspirin for your headache because it's not going to affect long-term mortality. I gotcha. Noted, Joe. Joe, who never takes aspirin because it won't make him live longer. Bobby D., you are on the mark. We are talking about a rapper. Are you familiar with Ms. Jag?
Good morning. Of course, as you know, I've been around the business for over 40 years when it comes to concerts, promotion, and giving tickets away on the radio and that. You know, no matter what event you're going to go to or what your event you're going to buy tickets for, there's always a price difference in where you're going to be seating and what's included in your package and what's not included in your package. And from a business standpoint of promoting your event, I really don't think that one area should be considered over another one. It's just that you're going to be paying for the product, you know, paying for your ticket, and that. So I really don't think that rap or country music or anything else really has anything to do with it. Just come to see the artist.
So rich people have always had the front row seats, and poor people have always been up in the balcony. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So is that not a form of discrimination?
Well, now you're arguing for equal seating, that no one, everybody pays one price and gets to rush in through the door and push their way to the front and sit in the best seats.
Just asking, should there be...
Bob makes a good point. We have always, there's always been discrimination based on
right, the more money you have, the better your seats, the better your car, the better your house.
Your argument by extension is that we should abolish that. That's wrong, because that doesn't afford people who are marginalized all the equal opportunities to get into the venue.
Right, and you're arguing that if you're white, you should always enjoy all of the privileges you should never enjoy, and nothing should be equal.
What I'm saying, and I think maybe Bob would agree with me, what I'm saying is that race should have nothing to do with your admission to a concert.
Do you agree with that, Bobby?
Yes. All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
But he's right. I mean, people pay their money, they get in, he's right, there are packages, and you know, some people can afford to take a vacation in the Bahamas. Right. Other people have to go to, you know, some local park locally or go to Arby Winter State Park where
it's free. As a middle-class dog, you've always been part of the marginalized people in the middle rows at a concert.
Well, I don't have, I don't drive a $200,000 luxury car. I feel oppressed and marginalized. I should have one of those.
What would be a $200,000 luxury car?
A DeLorean or something like that. Mm. Well, they don't make them anymore, but...
A Bentley probably is $200,000.
Whatever the top-of-the-line Ford makes is, the most expensive car
the
Ford
Navigator.
Makes, the Navigator, Lincoln Navigator or whatever.
Yeah, the Navigator SUV with the enclosed cab.
That's
and
what,
the
about
premium
$60,000, $70,000?
Oh, no. You can get it up in the 90s.
90s, okay. Well,
if
I should have one
yes.
of those. I can't afford it. I'm marginalized. I should have one of those at a price I can afford to pay. You know, you're talking communism.
Am I?
Yes. From each according to his ability, to each according to his need.
I thought that was a religious guy's prayer at the end of the children's show.
Really? What children's show are you watching where that's the prayer at the end?
Pray each according to your way.
No, that's... each in his own words, each in his own way.
All right. And what's the Communist Manifesto?
From each according to his ability, to each according to his need.
That's Lenin?
Marx.
Okay, sorry, I get them.
Not Groucho.
Either. All right, we're going to, and not John Lennon.
No.
1-800-795-9565. We're talking about an inherently fair concert that Joe can't stand. But he's trying to tell me that really it's just reverse discrimination. So we'll take your remark on this. A concert where if you're black, it's $10 to get in. If you're white, it's $20. But not to worry, it's sold out. So all is lost. But hopefully they promote her.
Tiny Jag isn't going to be performing.
Right, she won't perform. She pulled out as soon as she heard about the ticketing. What is it? The pricing issue. Call us now with your view on this. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
The whitewash brush.
Whitewash.
Whitewash.
Joe's whitewashing.
No, I'm not, but we're whitewashing history. That's
somebody is, not you.
Not me. No,
you're fighting. You're fighting it tooth and nail. Joe's the mayor of Shamokin Dam, Pennsylvania Bar Association Judicial Review Committee. He's one of the investigators there that makes sure that inappropriate questions get asked of the candidates who are running for statewide judges.
Inappropriate questions?
Well, yeah. Asking candidates, like you did Dr. Jennifer Rager Kay, if she's a woman, you ask women candidates how they're going to balance home life and work life.
That Bar Association had nothing to do with any question I asked Dr. Kay.
No, I'm sure you've asked other women judicial candidates that same question, though. How are you going to balance work life with home life, even though you would never ask that question of a male?
Actually, I was in a panel where that question was asked of a female candidate, but I didn't ask it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, it's wrong. You got it? It's discrimination.
Well, the candidate found it gave an excellent response, and she's now a very successful Supreme Court judge here in Pennsylvania.
It doesn't have anything to do with the answer. I'm sure she's capable of answering the question with delicately.
Oh, come now.
The fact is, it's a discriminatory question.
If you had 75 irons in the fire and I ask you, can you really take on one more job, is that unreasonable?
That would be fine if you asked a man that, but you never would.
Well, you would if you found a man in the same circumstance.
No, you don't.
If a man was a single father who had three children... and wanted to take on additional responsibility, you certainly would ask that question.
I want to talk about the Sunbury Motor Company. Do you mind?
No, I don't mind about talking about them, ever. And I'm sure you'll probably put some truth into what you say about them as opposed to what you discuss other times.
We've received a good text message. Our top of the line, where you keep saying yes to every question, Navigator tops out in the low 70s, I'm told.
Low 70s,
yeah, we
okay.
can't get to 90 with a Navigator.
I still can't afford it.
Right.
And
all
I'm
right.
marginalized, and I want one.
That response comes from the Sunbury Motor Company, where you can build and keep saying yes to a Navigator or a Hyundai Elantra or a Kia Sorento or a Ford Focus, whatever vehicle it is. They would just love to build one for you or have one on the lot or sell you one of the pre-owned many vehicles that they have at the Sunbury Motor Company. We tell you all of this because folks like Jeff or Mike or Ernie or Austin would just love to send you information and let you know what they have in store for you when you visit the place. If you're interested in buying a new vehicle, maybe it's just a time to start to have the conversation. Go ahead and start that chit-chat with the Sunbury Motor Company, and folks like Ernie over at the Kia dealership will let you know that a Kia Telluride might be perfect for you. Fabulous vehicle, smaller than a big SUV, and holds the whole family. Perfect for a beach trip. I just can't imagine a vehicle that would be better for a family vacation. But at the same time, getting gasoline mileage easily into the 30s, and all-wheel drive, some of the models, not every single one of them. Hybrids available. So it is just the perfect vehicle, and it's available at the Sunbury Motor Company, Kia dealership, but maybe Joe's Lincoln Navigator or my Kia Sorento or the rest of the vehicles are going to be the right car for you, and they would just love to help you out at the Sunbury Motor Company. Premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks. Please check them out at sunburymotors.com. All right, no takers on our conversation about charging more for white folk at a concert. So we have a semi-slightly related issue. Race is the through line through a story that Joe found out about.
Well, it's sad, but Charlottesville, Virginia will no longer celebrate Thomas Jefferson's birthday as an official city holiday and instead will observe a day recognizing the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. The city council voted last Monday night to scrap the decades-old April 13th holiday honoring the slaveholding president and founding father. Charlottesville will now mark Liberation and Freedom Day on March 3rd, the day U.S. Armed Forces arrived in the city in 1865. Somehow in 1865, I don't think the residents of the city were out there waving banners and saying, thank God the Union troops are here. In any event, Charlottesville has been grappling publicly for years with how to tell its story of race and discrimination. Those efforts intensified after white nationalists gathered in the city in 2017 for a rally that descended into deadly violence.
But there were some fine people there.
Well, that's, you know, descended into deadly violence makes it sound like many people were killed. A tragedy occurred because one person was killed, but it didn't.
One person was killed by one person.
By one person. I hardly think you can say the rally descended into deadly violence, but that's the AP for you. The legacy of Jefferson, the nation's third president, author of the Declaration of Independence, and founder of the University of Virginia has been a component of that ongoing debate. Meanwhile, the University of Virginia's College Republicans chapter slammed Charlottesville for dropping the former president and founder of UVA's birthday as a paid holiday for the city. The student group told Campus Reform at the city that the Munsey's decision was ironic given the celebration of July 4th just days later. The city of Charlottesville, Jefferson's hometown, scrapped recognition of his birthday, replacing the paid holiday with Liberation and Freedom Day. Campus Reform could not confirm if Liberation and Freedom Day will be a paid holiday. But, you know, to not honor Thomas Jefferson on his birthday, and Thomas Jefferson was a Democrat, so and I'm speaking as a Republican. You know, and I disagree with many of his philosophies, but he was one of the founding fathers. He was a great man. You know, he certainly deserves to be honored in his hometown on his birthday.
Well, can we not do both?
What?
Honor the emancipation element that they're adding.
But that's not what they're doing. They're
right,
not
they're
adding,
just eliminating.
They're subtracting Thomas Jefferson. And I thought it was interesting this morning. I heard a news story about the, I was watching CNN this morning, a news story about the flooding in New Orleans. And one of the guys that they interviewed said he was driving down the, Jefferson Davis Parkway.
Okay.
Now, Jefferson Davis was the president of the Confederacy. He never really reconciled himself to being in the United States again after the Civil War. So I think if you wanted to take something away from the Confederacy, I would start with maybe Jefferson Davis long before I would think about doing anything to Thomas mm-hmm. Jefferson.
Right. Yeah, well said.
Not that I would do anything to either of them, to be honest.
Well, you're afraid that it's whitewashing history, but in the U.S., we're slowly trying to come to grips with our past and at least just recognize who we really are and not keep saying that, you know, it's okay to say, yes, we are the greatest nation in the world. I think if that's your view, you should say that out loud and really believe it, but at the same time recognize that we have a checkered past when it comes to being welcoming or under, you know, being in any way accepting of everybody in our past. I mean, we had slaves in the U.S. That is part of our history. Jefferson Davis was president of the Confederacy. And at the time, a lot of people, you know, were certain that they were in the right and they were just as American then. So I understand why there's pushback against these changing of signs and eliminating a holiday and so on. But at the same time, I think it's noteworthy that we're coming to grips with who we really were.
And we come to grips with it by ignoring it and erasing it and trying to pretend it never happened. That doesn't sound like you're coming to grips with anything. That sounds like you're trying to whitewash something because a snowflake somewhere is offended.
How is it whitewashed? So you suddenly, because they're going to eliminate their Thomas Jefferson birthday celebration, you're going to forget about Thomas Jefferson, or we're not going to teach about him?
I think that's the next step. That's where we're headed in this country. So many times we have been told that we can't, we have to take General Lee's statues down, or we have to do this or that because somebody's offended by it. The same thing with police and Starbucks. People feel frightened because there are police officers there.
Well, that's not real.
Well, I mean, it's like if I said, well, you know, there was a doctor in Starbucks, and I asked him to leave because I was offended because doctors sometimes perform malpractice.
All right. Well, we had calls coming in, but speedy dialers can still dial back. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. You can do as no one has done, and that's email us at onthemark@wkok.com. This is our agenda today. You don't have to. Don't look at that. That is not a email.
Okay, I didn't think it was. But, I mean, I think Thomas Jefferson was a flawed human being. Obviously, he owned slaves. Obviously, he had sexual relations with slaves, you know, which, and under the context of master-slave, you know, you can, hard to say it was consensual, even if it happened to be consensual. But the problem here is that Thomas Jefferson, on balance, did far more good than he did harm. And from that standpoint, he deserves to be recognized as one of our founding fathers and someone who deserves the honors he was accorded.
Well,
what's next? We eliminate all the Jefferson High Schools or the Jefferson Parkways or the Jefferson. Let's tear down the Jefferson Memorial then in Washington.
Well, I think I understand that would be, as always, you argue the extreme, but that's noteworthy because you don't quite get what people are trying to do when they say, well, let's recognize the fact that we did have slaves and that was completely wrong, and we want to try to recognize what was the actual. Oh, I don't know how to say this. What was the actual life or the drama that happened within the families of the slaves and among the people who were the most oppressed there? Let's raise them up, too, just because they weren't a founding father and didn't get to participate in, you know, really helping to draft a lot of the laws or start a university. Doesn't mean they had no value in this country. So let's honor them,
that?
Too.
Who's saying that?
Well, you would like to make sure that their holiday isn't talked about and that Thomas Jefferson's is.
We do honor the Juneteenth celebration. That came out of Texas.
Okay.
You know, and we do celebrate that. and it is a valid
right. It's
thing.
Being talked about now.
Right, and it's a celebration of the end of slavery.
This was the only talk show in America that didn't talk about it
and
on Juneteenth.
And what about the 14th Amendment? You know, that abolished slavery. So we have all those things. Let's celebrate the commemoration of the anniversary of that being enacted. You know, that was one of the things Abraham Lincoln pushed for at the near the end of his life, and tried and got it through Congress before he was assassinated. So, I mean, we have a lot of things we can celebrate. You know, Abraham Lincoln's family, his wife was from Kentucky, and she had her family had slaves. So should we stop honoring Abraham Lincoln because he was married to a slaveholding rebel, as some people called Mary Todd Lincoln?
Oh, was she a slaveholding rebel?
No.
Not anymore.
Her family
was, though. Okay.
But, you know, we could find all sorts of reasons to dishonor people if you want to, but
I understand
the basic history of our country isn't going to change because we whitewash it.
Well, I think I can see why you feel threatened by this, but what we're trying to do is to be more inclusive in our observances and celebrations to make sure that, yes, we...
And that's why we charge white people $10 more to get into an event.
We honor the doers and the people who are the, you know, the founding fathers and women who made this country great, but at the same time, we try to call attention to maybe the individuals who may have been suffering, but nonetheless helping to move the country forward. You know, where would the country be if it never had had any slaves anywhere? Where would we be today? How far could we have progressed, you know, through our, you know, early...
Well, and remember...
In our early phases, if we didn't have that work.
Thomas Jefferson tried to get inserted into the Constitution an abolishment of slavery. It didn't go. And the final draft did not include that, but he tried.
Okay.
So I don't see any basis for dishonoring him. Quite frankly, I just don't.
Okay. Noted. We'll continue this conversation and many, 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 many others. When we enjoy open phones for one more hour on Thursday, Joe's about to start a retirement lengthened weekend. He'll be back on Monday. I got next week off. And but I will be visiting on Friday. Get to come in on Friday.
Good for you.
So, but I'll be looking forward to that with Ben Reichle next week. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Are you okay?
Okay, I'm okay.
Are you okay, buddy?
You're okay. We're all okay.
Joe, how are you?
I'm okay.
All right. Good to know. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Most important website in the world when it comes to vehicular studies. They can set you up with a tow truck. They can give you a new vehicle, pre-owned vehicle, car inspection, body work, car wash. They'll get you in and out in a big regular hurry if you'd like to check out the quick lane. The Sunbury Motors, sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That is 1-800-795-9565. That's our toll-free line that's open. There are no callers on it at the moment. Maybe you have an opinion about charging more at a rap concert if you happen to be white, or eliminating Thomas Jefferson's birthday on the holiday list of days off for folks in Charlottesville, Virginia. And instead adding something related to the emancipation. Joe fears it's whitewashing history. I just say it's starting to be more appropriate, starting to recognize who we really are. And so we'd love your opinion on that. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. In the news, briefly, if you've noticed an increase in tractor-trailer traffic in Northumberland lately, no surprise, the truck ban was quietly lifted by PennDOT recently. The ban was part of the so-called Duke Street project, which also involves rebuilding sections of Duke, Front, King, and Water Streets. Ted Deptula of PennDOT tells WKOK the truck ban signage is slowly being taken down by the contractor, who had hundreds of signs on Route 147, Route 11, Interstate 180, and Interstate 80. He says the only truck restriction in Northumberland right now is the 10-foot width limit in place because of the tight work zones on Front Street and on Route 147 South. But in about 2 months,
After Labor Day, the work will be done on King Street between Priestley Avenue and Front Street. So that whole area will be closed down for the work. So car traffic and trucks under 36 feet will have to go through the borough streets. So after Labor Day, approximately, when we start doing that work, trucks will not be allowed to be in the borough for Route 11 South.
For cars in Northumberland, that detour then will involve Route 11 South traffic turning right onto Orange Street. Some of the lucky ducks who live on a short section of Front Street will have no traffic on their street at that time because of this short detour. Well, all of the burden and the torture will be on Orange Street, so I will be suffering. Rob will be in the bonus block, and I'll be in the dreaded block. So anyway, there'll be some temporary traffic signals there as well. More details about all of this at WKOK.com.
What about us in Shamokin Dam with all you foreigners coming through our town now?
I wouldn't put up with it. If I were you, I'd go down there and block traffic.
We're going to stop that.
I'd open up the mayor's gate so that people can get through there anytime just because of all of this.
Okay.
Pennsylvania's elected fiscal watchdog is urging state officials to end the Keystone exam, saying they're not federally required, and it's costing taxpayers $100 million. Auditor General Eugene DePasquale said Wednesday that Pennsylvania should instead consider using a nationally recognized standardized high school test. DePasquale says many states use the SAT or ACT to meet the federal requirement for a secondary level standardized test. DePasquale says at least 12 other states have phased out the state-specific test, while Pennsylvania keeps paying millions of dollars to a Minnesota-based data recognition corporation each year to administer and score the Keystone exams. The State Department of Education says it's willing to consider a high school exam other than the Keystones, but says notes any change in the assessment requires federal approval. So they can't just willy-nilly start to save hundreds of millions of dollars. They need federal approval. President Donald Trump's company has canceled his golf tournament with strippers serving as caddies that was going to be held at Trump's golf resort near Miami. The Washington Post reports the Trump organization has put out a statement saying the event organized by a Florida strip club will no longer take place. The Trump group says the event was scrubbed because a children's charity that was to benefit from it pulled out. The head of the group, the Miami All-Stars, says she pulled out because she didn't know a strip club was involved.
Well,
so there's nothing that I'm trying to read this AP version.
So strip clubs can't contribute to society by making donations to charity or running charitable events?
Not at a Trump venue. Apparently, there's no indication that the Trump organization in any way nurtured or encouraged this or the President Trump himself.
Yeah, I'm sure they rent the place out.
They're just renting it. Okay, all right, I want to be clear there.
That's my guess. I don't think the President was personally endorsing a...
No, but one of the sentences here says his, and I think that they mean he owns the resort.
I guess for a certain amount of money, you could pick a female stripper to be your caddy.
I would think everybody got a female caddy.
Well,
or, I mean, a stripper caddy.
Whatever.
Okay. And then they take off a piece of clothing at each hole, and eventually they get down to, what, pasties and a G-string or something?
I don't think that was part of the deal.
Oh, I think it was part. I think it was. I think you should read the rest of this.
I should. It sounds very salacious.
On your own time.
Okay.
All right. And finally, the 4th of July meant hot dog fireworks and President Trump this past 4th of July holiday. Many Fox News viewers got to enjoy the president on TV. Fox News reached an average of 4.09 million viewers between 6 and 8 p.m. last Thursday for its coverage of President Trump's much-discussed holiday parade in Washington, D.C., the Nielsen Company recently said. The audience was over 4.6 million during the concentrated hour during which Trump gave a rain-soaked speech. Those are strong numbers for the 4th of July, traditionally one of the least-watched days of the year for television as people concentrate on outdoor activities. During the same time last July 4th, Fox had 1.29 million viewers. Nielsen said it was even more than double Fox's average viewership for the time slot on a typical work day this year. Fox was the only commercial network to say ahead ahead of time that it would be airing Trump's speech. CNN, which also aired it, had 1.4 million viewers and did not disclose its coverage plans before the event. MSNBC did not air the speech and instead aired a rerun of the Rachel Maddow show and had 397,000 viewers. Can you imagine watching that?
Well, she's going down the tubes.
Well, anyway, the week's most popular television event started Sunday morning when the U.S. women's soccer team beat the Netherlands for the World Cup in front of 14 million viewers in the U.S. So lots of folks watching the president, and an inordinately large number, and on Fox only, really, for the most part. You have a few on CNN, but not many.
I understand the star of the soccer team, Ms. Rapinoe, used the F word on a live interview, live speech. Some people are quite upset about that, as to what kind of a message she's sending. So, well, the world turns.
Well, I know you're not a women's soccer fan, but I think a lot of people are really...
Not a soccer fan, period.
Right. A lot of people are really
excited. How dare they call that sport football? I know what football is, and soccer isn't football.
I don't think we call it football here.
No, we don't.
I check your GPS. I think you're in the U.S. 1-800-795-9565. We started out with a rap concert, talking primarily about one of the rappers pulled out when she found out that whites are charged more, but the organizers of the concert say they wish that individuals who have been marginalized by our society for many centuries would have to pay less than individuals who are the in-charge crowd. And that irritates a lot of people to know that blacks get in for less than whites. It has mostly whites upset that they don't get the discount.
Well, one of our emailers makes a comment on that.
Please,
as well.
Go right ahead.
First of all, ticket prices based on race is racist, period. No one in the last 20 years or more have been oppressed. Everyone has a chance to make it or not. It's a personal choice to work hard or sit around and live off the labors of others. Secondly, making up holidays to appease races is completely idiotic. Our history, although not perfect, is just that, our history. Slavery is all any liberal can think about when it comes to our history, small-minded. Slavery was worldwide in those times and not something started in the U.S., but started in Europe. You don't see them disrupting their ways of life and changing holidays so a few people will feel better. They mark it up as history and move on and try to make life better for all. Now that we're a country of apologizing liberal snowflakes, that bows to any whining group.
Right. Being respectful for human beings is a terrible thing. Let's not do it. Okay. All right, Frank, thanks for calling in. You are on the mark.
Boy, I almost have to comment. On the DVR, does that count as points and tallies for Fox News? Because I DVR most everything and then watch it at a later point. It's not necessarily live, you know, just because it's airing at that time I'm sitting here watching.
Yeah,
so
Nielsen, Nielsen still uses digital technology to monitor the channel you're on. Whether you're feeding it into your DVR or whether you're watching it is another question.
Isn't it live viewing plus 3 days? Isn't that the standard?
Whatever you're... Oh, I see what you're saying, the people who watch it within 3 days.
Right.
I'm not familiar with that, but that could explain the delay in the July 4th ratings that just came out.
That means Big Brother's in your TV set watching when you're going to be watching it.
Your DVR is reporting back to your cable company what you're watching, yes.
Yeah, it is Big Brother.
All right. Yeah, technology. Going back to music, you know, I've probably am, you know, just before my 60th birthday, listen to big band. That's something my grandmother loved. Polkas. My dad listened to Latino music, Santana. Mom, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Growing up in the 70s and playing as a musician and in a band. You know, there were so many genres of music. You have radio stations that play country. You have music that's rock. You have classic rock. There are so many different genres of music out there. And I remember when the 80s rolled in and there were some fun rap songs that came out. Blondie doing Rapture, and there was Will Smith. And it's almost like sugar bubblegum rap. You know, parents just don't understand. The Cosby Show and all the spins of that. And the culture, African-American, black culture, there was something they were identifying with actually creating, which was rap, taking it to a level. But rap music became a negative with the riots. I remember Rodney King, the beating, and there was so many protests and emotional things to say. I can't personally enjoy rap music that's offensive, but there are great songs out there that have great messages. But it's not my most, you know, it's not my choice of genre of music. I like some heavy metal music. I like some Metallica songs, but I'm not a fan of, you know, 24/7. I'm just curious at this concert that's going to be in, is it Sunbury?
No, it's not around here. It's probably New York or
here.
Something.
Okay. All right. How much offensive language will be spoken? Because there is a phenomenal amount of language that's used, and you just mentioned the F-bomb on live TV. You know, it is, I think, a venting type style of music, and it's not always what I would consider to be the thing I want to sit and listen to. Growing up with the vast 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s music and so on. So, yeah, it wouldn't be my favorite choice of music to listen to, but they always, I remember the Grammys, that there were a lot of disinterested professional musicians who looked like they were just snubbing the artists and the rappers in that day, that didn't accept rap as music, because you actually playing notes and guitar and practicing and keyboards, and you know, it's a beat driven pounding type of music, and that's what I think about rap.
I
don't know what you thought, but that's where I'm at on it.
I agree with you. I don't think it's, but then I grew up in that same kind of era you did. My father was a professional musician, and I grew up listening to big band music, and I grew up listening to my own choice in rock from the early days, the Bill Haley and his Comets type stuff. Dating myself there, brother. But still, I mean, it was you could understand the lyrics, although my mother always used to say, I can't understand a word they're singing. And now I find when I listen to rap music, I say to my grandson, I can't understand a word they're singing.
Yeah.
So I guess what goes around comes around.
Yep. So we're old.
Yeah, I guess.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. Take care, Frank.
Yeah, we need a rap singer to converse with us and let us know.
Well, I thought you would want to discuss today's big issue. The roundups are starting this weekend.
All right, let's talk about that. U.S. immigration enforcement activity will be taking place this weekend, the president says. Time to make the crackdown happen. Millions. Is it millions and millions or
yes,
just millions?
Yes, it's at least 1 million, I think.
Okay.
It's either 1 or 2 million, I heard the number. Here's the rub. The dishonest national media. Now, I'm not saying they're all dishonest, but the dishonest national media is not reporting that the people that they're rounding up are people who have final judgments, final removal orders against them. In other words, they've made their claim for asylum, or they've made their claim for this or that or the other thing, and they've gone through the judicial process, and a judge has said, no, you don't qualify for admittance to this country.
Who's the most biased newspaper in the world? Washington Post?
No, the New York Times.
New York Times. Okay.
Washington Post is a close second. But you know, I don't see how anybody could be against deporting people who have gone through the entire process and have been issued a deportation order.
All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. It is open phones. That's the direction we're headed. We also are going to talk about Nancy Pelosi shortly. She is not too happy with some people who are not too happy about her in the U.S. Congress. So we'll talk about that. We have an email related to that topic, so we'll read that on the radio. But when we immediately come back, we're going to talk about the fact that the mainstream media is completely ignoring the fact that the millions of people being deported this weekend are individuals who have gone through all the adjudication possible and are staying in the U.S. and then either never showed up for deportation or it's just time to ship them out. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is across from me. Matt Cotrillo's leaving the room. So Rob Center's our fabulous producer. So that's about that. Mike's been waiting to talk about the big deportations that are coming up. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, the first thing, I do want to talk about the deportations, but the first thing I want to mention was, Pennsylvania government has decided to freeze the tuition for our state colleges for this particular year. And it's the first time it's been done, I guess, in about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm concerned about in this decision is, one, over the last 8 years, the population of these students in these schools has declined by almost 20%. I believe it's 19.2% in the last 8 years. So we're educating fewer students, yet the cost is going up. And to me, if that trend continues, if we have declining numbers of students, which is predicted, it seems there's something wrong with the business models, and that this is another instance of the people in Harrisburg just kicking the can down the road. You know, they kicked the can down the road on funding our high schools and primary schools. Now they're kicking the can down on the business model with our colleges. So it just seems to me that any time there's a subject to come up I know a little bit about, or think I know a little bit about, Harrisburg is disappointing me. Okay, so that's Harrisburg.
Now, what's happening in Harrisburg? What's Harrisburg got to do with the state system of higher education?
Well, they fund it, okay? They fund it, and it's a goal of our state to have colleges to educate the student. So if we have more colleges in our state than we need to educate the students that we have, then what we need to do is come up with a better model so that we can educate the declining number of students that we have for admission into these colleges.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that makes perfect sense. I see what you're saying. But Harrisburg, meaning the legislature controls the budget, they do give some money to the state system of higher education colleges, but most of their money comes from tuition, and their governance is from a separate board. There's an overall state system of higher education board, and then each college has their own board. So they are guilty of the terrible sin you're talking about, and that's totally ignoring what is reality, that declining enrollment is occurring while they still continue to build. That much is completely true, but the legislature has nothing to do with it. The bad business models on the part of the state system.
Right, but we elect people to be our leaders, okay? Because, individual people cannot, take government and society into their own hands. So we want to send qualified people down there to head this state in the right direction, because let's face it, if you look, what do they say our deficit is for our public pensions in Pennsylvania? Did I hear $67 billion? I mean, it's an unfathomable number. Okay. It'll never be paid. But anyway, as far as the deportations, the overriding sense that we should have from our government is that it's fairness, okay? Most of the legislation says we need to have fairness in this, we need to have fairness in that, we need to have fairness in everything. But by allowing illegal aliens to stay in the country past time when they should be leaving, that is unfair, because by allowing them to be here and be counted in the census, that allows the cities where many of the illegals are to get more public funding. So that steals public funding from Sunbury, from Bloomsburg, from Williamsport, from your entire listening area when it gets diverted cities that don't deserve it because they have more people counted than they deserve. So I really believe that from a tax perspective, we need to have the people that don't belong here leave. And additionally, it also goes into the number of Congress people we have, number of congressmen and women we have, because as we all know, for the most part, that the census determines what states get the most amount of representatives in Congress. And by allowing more illegal aliens to, I want to use the word conglomerate, but I mean, let's face it, people go where they're comfortable. So if illegal aliens are comfortable in California, which is a sanctuary state, if they're comfortable in Arizona and Texas, those states are going to get more elected representatives than they really deserve, and that's going to be unfair to the others. So to me, we should frame illegal aliens in a sense of fairness to the citizens of the United States and have the discussion that way. What's fair and what's not fair? And that's really where I stand on this, and I'm in favor of trying to take control of our borders, because the root cause to me is we don't have control of our borders, and a nation that doesn't control its borders opens itself up to a lot of problems, and there, again, Washington and our government's downfalling are not serving its people.
All right. Noted. Well, thank you
good
so
point.
Much. Yep. Yeah. Appreciate that. Well, that's why this is an important discussion. And the president probably is going to, to talk more about this. He's got an executive order that he's drafting that relates to that citizenship question on the census. All right. Thank you so much, Mike. Thanks for calling in.
This
all relates to what we've been talking about today. 1-800-795-9565.
Well, the president has, said that he wants to round up, starting with those people who have final orders for deportation against them. Now, they violated the law twice. They came here possibly illegally. They went through the judicial process. I'll give them credit for that. They were adjudged to be not worthy under the standards that we set to enter the country, given the circumstances they presented, and they were ordered to leave. And so they've stayed.
And we'll do the transportation, right? I mean, at some point we offered to deport them, but they must show up at said opportunity.
You know, the only thing that I would question is that supposedly that when they go to catch these people, if other illegal immigrants or undocumented citizens, as you like to call them, are there, they might get swept
That's
up.
That's their official name, Joe.
What? No, illegal aliens is their official name.
No.
They happen to be undocumented citizens.
Illegal aliens is an antiquated term. Obviously, it's in widespread use now that we have an immigration issue, but undocumented individuals or undocumented families is what the government calls them.
Okay, well, they're here illegally, are they not?
Right. Oh, that much is 100% clear.
They're not from this country.
You can call them anything you want, but they are here illegally.
Right. Well, they have, certain rights, I guess, to apply for not citizenship, but for asylum if they're in that boat, or if it's an economic issue, they don't have the right. But in any event, these people have gone through the process, and they have been issued a final order to leave the country, and they have failed to leave.
So you're saying the president is about to deport millions of individuals who have been adjudicated deportable and have either not showed or just simply have not been deported yet, and that's what's going to happen
this
weekend?
No, they have not shown up. I think they were given a deportation order, and they haven't shown up to be deported.
All right. Well, here's the New York Times article about this. Now, listen in here and try to find the words. These are individuals who have been adjudicated as deportable.
Well, you won't find it. CBS didn't run it this morning either, and they're on the news at 7 o'clock. It said he was rounding up illegal immigrants.
All right. Well, let's see if from the flavor of this article, see if you can pick this up. And this is from today's New York Times. Nationwide raids to arrest thousands of members of undocumented families have been scheduled to begin Sunday. So there's the lead. It doesn't say anything about the fact that they've been adjudicated deportable and haven't shown up for their hearing. According to two current and one former Homeland Security officials, moving forward with a rapidly changing operation, the final details remain in flux. The operation backed by the president had been postponed partly because of resistance among officials at his agencies. The raids, which will be conducted by ICE over multiple days, will include collateral deportations, according to officials. In those deportations, the authorities might detain immigrants who happen to be on the scene, even though they were not targets of the raids. When possible, family members who are arrested together will be held in family detention centers in Texas and Pennsylvania. Because of space limitations, some might end up staying in hotel rooms. Officials say ICE agents were targeting at least 2,000 immigrants who had been ordered deported. Now, there's your phrase. Now, this is buried.
Well, I heard larger number than 2,000.
Well, I'll read this verbatim, and you tell me if I'm reading it right. The officials said ICE agents were targeting at least 2,000 immigrants who had been ordered deported, some as a result of their failure to appear in court, but who remain in the country illegally. The operation is expected to take place in at least 10 major cities. But again, that's only 2,000. The families being targeted crossed the border recently. The Trump administration expedited their immigration proceedings last fall. Okay, now more details. But it never revises that number, the 2,000 number. The president says millions.
Well, New York Times says 2,000. It does finally mention far down in the story that they had a deportation order against them.
It's one, two, three paragraphs down. They finally say that these are individuals adjudicated.
So how many people you think read three paragraphs down? They read the first one. Oh, he's deporting these.
Well, we just read something that people will read 24 words of an article at one of their writing workshops that we can participate in, said, make sure you have everything you want everyone to know in the first 24 words, which is basically two average-sized sentences.
Well, I think it makes the point. You know, you don't bury the lead. The lead
that
is
these are individuals that really have overstayed on every sense of the word.
Right. And they have been told that it's time to leave the country, and they refuse to put themselves in a position to be removed.
Yeah,
that's the problem we have here.
I don't get the New York Times article anyway. It's written over my head, unfortunately, so I can't read it because I can't
understand. What's over your head about it?
Well, nationwide raids to arrest thousands of members of undocumented families have been scheduled to begin Sunday, according to two current and one former Homeland Security officials, moving forward with a rapidly changing operation, the final details which remain in flux.
Okay.
I guess that's simple enough now that I said it right clearly. All right. I got to take a quick break to stay on schedule, but we will take your comers. Please call us now. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We will be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Mark Lawrence is busily engaged elsewhere at the moment, but about to return.
I'm looking at the Washington Post article, and it starts out, President Trump says the administration will move forward fairly soon with a plan to arrest thousands of migrant families in surprise roundups across the U.S., just calling them migrants, not individuals adjudicated deportable. Trump tipped of the mass arrest in a June 2017 tweet last month. Blah, 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 work out asylum. Trump's threats left immigrants living in the U.S. illegally in a fog of dread, putting neighborhoods on edge and making residents fear venturing outside. Fifth paragraph, nope, not there. Sixth, I don't know if I leave. Oh, and this is about the dread. Many lawmakers expiring. Congress is out of town. Washington Post, I'm going to say there's nothing in here about who's really being asked to leave.
Of course not. That doesn't fit the narrative.
Of the Washington Post. Okay. Well, no, I think this is important that we see the evidence, not just talk about it, but
right.
We look it up. All right. Al, more than patient. Thank you, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some information I got from the great one, Mark Levin. And he uses many, many sources. The number they use for illegal immigrants and undocumented immigrants, people that don't go through the processes, they always use 11 million. It's more like 22 million in the country. Number two, there's been 9 million people coming up missing in South America, Ecuador, the three triangle countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and what's the other one?
Panama?
9 million of those people have been either kidnapped and sold into sex slavery, and the men sometimes go to work camps where they work them to death. So 9 million lost there. And you already hit on this fact that 2,000 people are targets now for the roundup. MS-13... And the cartels take the children and recycle them. They'll take somebody's children that wants to come to the United States, and they'll use them for non-relations and other adults to come under those children. Then they'll take those children back, and they'll use them again. And then finally, that's the way their family will get to go after they get so many trips in with their kids prior. Then the family gets to go with the kids. That's if it works out nice for them. And then they also advertise in they're advertising down in the South that on the radio and in the newspapers that our borders are open. So we have a lot going against us, and we're not doing anything about it. And I blame the Democrats and the Republicans, because they're the ones that have to do this in Congress, and neither one of them can, you know, come together on this matter that's been going on forever. And then I just wanted to comment on the soccer star that's dropping all the F-bombs.
I think she did it one time.
Well, she's done it more than once.
Oh, actually,
she's done
it more than one time. You didn't say that. Okay.
She's done it several times, and
gotcha.
Now
okay.
The kids that idolize her are going online and saying she's blank and awesome. And they're using it, and they're saying, you know, it's okay now. It's okay. CNN is just like, maybe your mouth ought to be washed out with soap. I mean, she's corrupting a bunch of kids and making it seem okay just to use your F-bomb if you want to get your point across.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of, it's just a shame. And
well, who's that other rock star soccer player, Alex something? I forget her name. I'm sorry, I don't recognize all of their names, but in any event, she has a clean mouth. Maybe she should do the interviews. She's not the captain,
yeah.
But...
she also doesn't have purple hair, which is...
Oh, is that what color that is? I can't tell. I thought it was gray, and my wife says, no, not quite. No. It has color.
Oh, it's purple.
Oh, okay.
And,
see, there's sometimes when not...
And then President Trump has it right. It all depends on how much revenue you bring in, how much you're going to get paid. And the men get 12%, and the women already are a higher percentage. They get 19% of the take to split. Men only get 12% of the take to split.
Gotcha.
So they already are at a higher... The formula is the same.
Gotcha.
It's
all right.
just the bottom dollar they're dealing with.
So don't give them any more money, right?
Well, give them, yeah. If they bring up the revenue and the numbers come out that way, you know, numbers don't lie. It figures a lot.
Gotcha.
No. You know?
All right. Thank you so much, Al. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much for calling back.
I think you meant figures don't lie, but liars figure.
Well, who said that?
I don't know who said that, but I always liked it.
Sounds like a, what's his name? I can't think of it. We have a caller. Bill,
right.
Thanks for calling in. You're on the mark.
How you doing, Mark? Hey, first, reading all these articles, are you for the Roundup or against it, personally?
Personally, that doesn't bother me. I guess if you're, if you've been adjudicated deportable and either didn't show or didn't show for court processing along the way, I don't have any problem with that. I have always advocated that a wall at the border could be a satisfactory part of a solution. Mass incarceration seems out of hand, but again, it's not... President Trump's fault that 952,000 people went across the border all at the same time. So, I don't know. That's my view.
I mean,
so the deportations don't bother me.
You keep pushing this million. Now, it's got to be done in phases. It might be 1,000 phases. They're going to do 2,000. They can only do what they can handle and go out. They're going to go after the ones they deem the most dangerous. I'm sure ICE has a hit list of dangerous people or the biggest offenders. And then they're going to do the sweeps. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stuff on paper that they know about that the public don't have general information of what they're doing. Even if they assume that they're dealing drugs and whatnot, and they don't belong here, they get them out. Right? And the thing is... Mark, do you believe at the highest level there was a coup in the Democratic Party? I just said yes or no.
I don't know.
A coup against whom?
Yeah, you'd have to
overthrow this party and to sell this country out to be a one world nation.
I'll say no. How about that? There's the answer.
By open borders, by making all these backdoor deals. You don't believe that down the road that they're going to take care of themselves, their bloodline, and the hell with the American people, jobs, everything, overseas, and Trump is stopping all this? And they want open borders in today's technology and what's out there.
Who wants open borders?
The Democrats at the highest level.
Who said that? Tell me a quote. You know, I'm Nancy Pelosi. I want an open.
They're
hold on. You get to continue in a second here. Nancy Pelosi said, I would like the U.S. border to be open. You show me where she said that.
She's not running for president.
Okay, well then, okay, among the U.S. presidential candidates. Sorry, well, that's fine. Then which of those said, let's open up the U.S. border? Who said that?
They all want it down.
Okay. Well, I happen to know that that's not true.
They want the new, listen, they're searching for votes so they can do what they want. And you got this one guy that's is enforcing the Constitution, right? So basically, you have a house. These people are getting round up, right? So you should go home tonight, leave your door open, let them come in, have dinner in your refrigerator, go up and take a shower, and do whatever they want in your house, and walk around for free, is basically what they're doing in this country. Unaccountable.
All right, we got
you. Everything for free.
Well, here's what gets me. I understand the premise behind the roundup, and I support it. But why weren't they rounding them up before? If they knew where they were, they had the final deportation order against them. Why did they have to wait for the president?
Pelosi went to him and begged him to hold off on it. And he gave a window and said, all right, I'll hold off.
Know that, but I'm talking about before 2 weeks ago, before he put that window in place to get something done.
They were doing it. Obama was doing it. They didn't have a problem when Obama was doing it. Only because of Mr. Trump. He's an outsider. He's not in the coup. He's not one of them. He's not a career politician. And no matter what he does, they're going to sound off on him.
All right. Noted. Thank you so much, Bill.
That's 100% true. I mean, okay.
You know that. And call back and tell us which of the presidential candidates said we should have open borders.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate your call.
And let us know who said that. We'll take a quickie break. We got a quickie call. We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Chris, thank you for waiting. You're now on the radio.
Okay, well, if you want, you got music going?
Not now.
It's done
okay.
Now. Bumper music, we always do.
You complain about the Post and the Times, and then you give Mark Levin a pass there. But anyway, if there's really a coup against the president, then the Democrats are working to put Mike Pence in office, which is pretty doubtful. So, I that's hardly a coup. Most is impeachment, which is a legal part of the government processes. Now, on the immigrants, just briefly, I think the real story is that the incompetence of the Trump administration again, because like they say, they're going to start these raids and the plans are still in flux, and you release different things about what you're going to do. The targets are, but we might take anybody we find. And they got delayed partly because of Trump's incompetence. He tweets out that it's going to happen. Then ICE agents didn't like that because you warned them you're coming, and they think that puts their lives in danger. So it's just a circus like usual in Trump world.
Well, but, you know, these people, Chris, didn't show up on the door last week. I mean, they've been here long enough to go through the entire process and get a deportation order.
Well,
that's likely.
Let
me finish. That's likely that started long before Trump was in office.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't say it didn't. I'm saying their plans for doing it aren't clear at all. It's probably more just a publicity show. And Trump said there. Was that a quote from Trump about millions being targeted?
I heard that. I heard that number somewhere. I think he said there were a million people here who had a final deportation order against them. Now, I've heard that number. I can't honestly tell you where. I switch back and forth.
That seems suspiciously high, but maybe if you go to deportation orders and you go back 10 years and you put them all together, maybe, or something.
That could be.
I don't know for sure.
I don't either. I switch back and forth between
where that came from.
Well, because I switch back and forth. I'm trying to answer you, Chris. I switch back and forth between CNN, yeah. Fox, and MSNBC. Somewhere in there, I heard it.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. You already got that point across.
Okay.
Did you listen to the Secretary of Labor's speech, Escada or whatever it is?
No, Acosta. You might know
Acosta,
him from CNN.
Acosta.
Same guy, has on CNN. Yeah, I heard part of it. All the networks this morning were featuring at least part of his comments.
You think he should be removed then?
Well, I don't think what he's doing now has anything to do with what he did 10 years ago in terms of job performance.
You said if it was really illegal for him not to tell the victims.
If it was illegal for him not to do it and he didn't follow the law, he should be prosecuted.
Oh, he should remain in office.
Not if he broke the law. He wouldn't be able to be in office.
He'd
be in jail.
Well, the judge already ruled on that.
And what did he rule?
That it was illegal to do.
Well, then why wasn't he arrested?
I don't know. I think it's probably one of those crimes that doesn't specify punishment.
Well, let me ask you this question. Given his job performance as labor secretary, do you think he's doing his job or isn't he?
Well, I haven't investigated that very much.
Okay, but you just think he should be fired based on something you did 10 years ago.
He's working for labor. He might be working for businesses.
Well, still, his job performance today should indicate whether or not he keeps his job today. What he did 10 years ago, if he broke the law, he should be punished for breaking the law. But if he just made a bad judgment call,
it looks more than a bad judgment call. He did several things that were pretty suspicious, and a lot of the things he said, as soon as he finished his statement, the Florida state attorney came out and said that he's totally mischaracterizing the situation that happened.
Right, and I think if you watched MSNBC this morning on Morning Joe, they took his speech.
I never do.
Well, they took his speech and they intercut it with a former federal prosecutor's opinion about what he had to say. Now, I don't know how fair and balanced that was, but he certainly did bring up the other side of the fact that as a federal prosecutor, if he didn't like the way the state was acting, he always had the right to overrule it.
Yes, he did. That's another thing. He had the right to overrule it. He had the right to go forward with his case. He claims now he was only working for the interest of the victims, which seems strange because several of the victims were calling his office trying to find out information about what was going on, and he was supposed to be informing them about whether there was a settlement or whatever, right. And he wouldn't talk to them.
Well, the federal prosecutor who was on MSNBC made the point that maybe some of the kids wouldn't have testified, but some certainly would. So you have a point there.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris, for calling in. As you can plainly tell, more music is playing, and that means one thing. Joe's
off on my weekend off, and you're off for next week.
Your 13-day hiatus without having me to look at is about to begin.
I won't have Lawrence to kick around anymore.
Who said that?
Dick Nixon.
You're listening to WKOK Sunbury.